baby. Welcome, loves. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Well, no, I must confess, no big surprise to me. Mark Poloncarz trounced Chrissy Cassilio in the Erie County executives race, and I want to find out why. Why? How is that possible? When you look at all of the negatives, well, excuse me, my perception of the negatives attached to Mark Poloncarz, it should have at least been closer, but it was a good old-fashioned butt-whooping by Mark Poloncarz. And when I think back to all of the calls during COVID and all of the calls during various other controversies in which Mark Poloncarz has found himself enmeshed, one would have thought that he was a beatable candidate. But actually, he was unbeatable by the Republicans. I think the Republicans have themselves to blame for a lot of their woes. I think it's an extremely incompetent political party, at least locally, possibly nationally. And just so you know, just full disclosure and all, I am not a Republican. My political views are kind of like conservative slash libertarian, but I'm not a classical Republican. I don't exactly hold a Bible in front of me and thump it and tell you what you're doing wrong. Okay, that's just, it's not my style. It's just, it's not my bag. That being said, I don't think that makes me an immoral or amoral individual. I have a very strong sense of spirituality, but I also believe that my sense of spirituality and public governance are two different things. But anyway, 803-0930 is the phone number, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. Chrissy Cassilio, again, I'm sorry, but not a real formidable candidate to take on Mark Poloncarz. Her dad would have been a much better candidate to take on Mark Poloncarz. Mickey Kearns would have been a much better candidate. But again, in true Republican style, Mickey shot himself in the foot about a year ago. And that is a situation which was an unforced error, because there were some early data points which showed that in a one-on-one race, Mark Poloncarz versus Mickey Kearns, Mickey Kearns may very well have won that race. So for Mark Poloncarz to win in a landslide over Chrissy Cassilio, I've got to applaud Mark Poloncarz for being a street-fighting man. I have to applaud the Democrats for being a street-fighting party. The Republicans are not. The Republicans are just weak, very, very weak. And look, Republicans have won before in this area. Joel Giambra pulled off what most people would consider an upset over County Executive of the Year, Dennis Gorski, way back when. And I remember when Dennis Gorski lost, he or Joel Giambra who said, in politics, you have a shelf life. Well, Dennis Gorski proved to have less of a shelf life than did Mark Poloncarz. Mark Poloncarz is still, you know, he's like a carton of soy milk that you haven't opened yet. He's good for a while yet. 803-0930. I just called Mark Poloncarz soy milk. No disrespect intended there. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. And again, if you're just joining the show, I know the conception that many of you have of this radio station and the people who are on this radio station. Put that preconception aside, because I don't care if you're a Democrat. I don't care if you're a socialist. It doesn't matter to me. Why? What is your analysis of what happened? And I'm not going to yell at you if we don't happen to agree on things, because that accomplishes absolutely nothing except it raises my blood pressure. And you guys really want to hear me having a heart attack on the air again? I don't think so. Well, maybe some of you do. 803-0930 is the phone number. Star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. But and I just said something as an aside, but it's worth emphasizing. The Republicans are not street fighters. And politics, and I've talked about this with Frank Panasuk on so many occasions. Frank is with the 1791 Society, very dear friend of mine. And politics is blood sport. And I don't care if you're the village mayor in Williamsville or East Aurora or Erie County executive or a state assemblyman. Politics is blood sport. And if you're not up for gladiatorial combat, you're in the wrong line of work, my friend. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. All right, my loves, let's get back to the calls. Maria in Buffalo, you are on WBEN. What's your take, Maria?
First of all, I don't think that Mickey Cairns, or whatever his name is, you're talking about Mickey Cairns and talking about him. I'm sorry. I don't believe that the kudos should be going out the way it is. There was no fight to start with. The first time I ever heard anything about this lady, I don't even remember her name. I could not get over the anger that she had in her voice. And she came out as kind of just being very crude. And she was just not political material.
May we talk about that for just a moment? And I'm not trying to be impertinent with you, ma'am, but how come if a woman, and I'm going to sound like a feminist here, so bear with me, how come if a woman has strong opinions, we think that she is angry and somehow flawed, but if a man has strong opinions, we respect that in a man, whether it's Ronald Reagan or Donald Trump? Have you a thought on that?
Yes, it's not so much what she said, it was how she said it, and that was the very first time I ever heard her voice. Mm. So I had no idea who she was. I still don't understand who she is. And it just I was a little shocked. And you can have an opinion and be strong, but you don't have to come out with the anger that she came out with. So it was like she automatically, in my opinion, came out as not having as much knowledge to be running in this race.
She was outclassed and overmatched, if I might put words in your mouth.
Exactly.
What you're saying is extremely interesting to me. I think it's a very interesting take. I'm sure some people are going to view it as, well, wait a minute, how come a man can have strong opinions? But I understand what you're saying. It was almost as though the tone of what she was saying overrode the substance of what she was saying. Is that fair to say?
Very fair. Yes. Exactly. And she continued to do this. She, you know, and as far as the Republicans losing, you know, their quality, I agree. I used to be a Democrat. I used to be a Republican, and only because my family, they were Democrat for years. They were some of the ones that, you know, came over, you know, from Italy, etc. And then as I belonged to the Republican Party, I didn't like where they were going. And I went to conservative. And so right now, that's like, I feel like I'm in a position where I'm on hold because my opinions don't go anywhere anymore. Everything's falling apart.
Okay, that's very interesting. It's certainly a take that we have not heard yet today. And I do know this much about ladies of Italian extraction: never get on your bad side. So I'm going to try my best, Maria, to not get on your bad side. Okay, been there, done that, and I know the consequences that can result. Believe me. But you know, here's the thing. I'm going to say something in defense of Chrissy Casilio. I worked with Chrissy Casilio, okay? And to say that she is an angry and venomous person, I understand that perception is everything, but I will tell you that in the real world, in real life, Chrissy Casilio is not an angry or vindictive person. Actually, she is, to be very frank with you, she is a sweetheart. And I'd be proud if she was my daughter. I'm proud of my daughter, don't get me wrong, but I would be proud if Chrissy was my daughter. So the difference in tone, what you're talking about, in politics, perception is everything, and perception is reality. And I find your perception, which was echoed, I think, by another caller in one of our previous hours of the program, is interesting, and somebody should have, and again, this is why I refer to the incompetency of the Republican Party, somebody should have caught on to that early and said, hey, Chrissy, this isn't you. You're not a street fighter. Be more like Nikki Haley.
I agree. If she's who you're saying she is, she didn't prove it by me. I am a very sympathetic person in general, man or woman, but that's not the way I perceived her. As a matter of fact, the first time, and I would have to say 50 years, I have not voted because I don't like polling cars at all. I have no respect for him. And this last turn of events with him, as far as him being a womanizer and what he did, was horrid. But it wouldn't be enough if I really liked his background and cared for him as a politician. It may not have made any difference to me.
Well, it did not. Look, we know this much. It did not rise to the level of a criminal offense because the alleged victim never pressed charges. So by definition, there was no criminality because there were no charges that were filed. And I'm going to continue this conversation with you because it's a very interesting take you have. But in all fairness to Chrissy Casilio, and a couple of you now have mentioned this, I will tell you that although I believe she was totally outclassed and outmatched in this very important race against Mark Poloncarz, I would never in a million years call Chrissy Casilio mean, nasty, or vindictive. I knew Chrissy Casilio 20, 25 years ago. And to be very frank with you, she is and was a sweetheart. And I don't think people change that dramatically even in 20 or 25 years. So I find your take very interesting, which is why I'm going to continue with it on WBEN. Back to Maria in Buffalo on WBEN. We're talking about what happened yesterday and why it happened, particularly with the county executive race. And it is interesting, I think, Maria, the two different takes we have on Chrissy Casilio. I personally knew Chrissy Casilio, and I would never call her mean, nasty, or anything, but that's the way she struck you. And if I may repeat myself, some consultant somewhere should have said, hey, Chrissy, dial it in a notch.
Exactly. Exactly. If she hurt herself or the people that are in charge, they hurt her. And I still think it may have been a closer race, but I can't predict who would win or lose if she, if I didn't have that opinion of her or anybody else. But the one thing I do, somebody else had said this earlier, was that the people that are leaving Buffalo are Republicans. And I have to agree with that. Most of them are, not all of them, most of them.
It would make logical sense, yes. I don't want to just jump to a conclusion on that. I think your conclusion is probably correct, but I'd like to see some hard data on that. And I don't mean to be disrespectful of you. I'm just saying I'm just a guy who likes to see data to better have a more educated opinion. What else is on your mind?
Well, I just feel I just feel that Buffalo is just falling apart, and it breaks my heart. And one thing, and if I may, talking about being a Bible thumper, I am, but one thing I have to say about churches, they do help the people. There are lines standing in lines, especially the one church on Lafayette, and I can't remember the name of it. They have all kinds of programs for Christmas and Thanksgiving. They have food for people, and there's several. There's a food pantry at many of these places. So, you know, it's not what it seems. So I just wanted to give a three cheers for the work that they do and feed the people, take care of them, give them clothes.
I guess, my love, the problem I have with some people, and not all people, is that they hold the Bible in front of themselves as if it is the only source of wisdom or morality. And if you don't agree with exactly their interpretation of Scripture, that you are going to hell. And I think it's entirely possible for somebody to be very closely connected with God or spiritual thoughts without adhering to any religion or another. I mean, the churches certainly have been charitable organizations throughout history, and so was Al Capone. I mean, Al Capone also, he set up soup kitchens in Chicago. And I'm not saying Al Capone was the Bishop of Chicago, but what I'm saying is that people do engage in charitable acts. Did I get myself in horrible trouble with you there, dear?
No. I think it was funny.
All right. I mean, it's just, I guess what I don't like is, how do I say this? Sinner sniping. Like, here's what you do in your life. You're a sinner. Here's what I do in my life. I'm not a sinner. And then you find out later on that the person who claimed to be virtuous and as clean as the freshly driven snow had a little harem going on in the side.
I understand exactly what you're saying, but.
I didn't mean any disrespect, and I apologize if I overgeneralized. I do apologize for that.
Well, no, not really. I just wanted to, give a mention to the people that are out there in the snow and rain and everything for people. They're there. I'm not. I'm too old to do that.
No, I stand chastened before the withering torrent of your justifiable correction.
Wow.
Is that okay? All right, Lev. Thank you so much. I appreciate the call.
Alrighty.
All right. Okay. No, the lady's right. I mean, churches do a lot of very noble work. But just understand, too, that, look, the way I live my life is probably not how you live your life. And I am very upfront and honest about it. I'm never going to tell you I'm something that I'm not in hopes of winning you over with my magnificent morality. It is 28 minutes after 4 at News Radio 930 WBEN. A really good conversation today, guys and ladies, and I'm really happy that some of you who identify as Democrats are feeling very comfortable and free to calling in. I appreciate that because, again, we all of us run the risk of getting into what Limbaugh used to call the echo chamber, and you only hear one side and you forget there are other people out there with different views. And I think that we've done a really good job. You guys have done a great job with that today, and I thank you, because these shows can either be really insightful and really good, or they can be venomous, and I'd rather stay away from the venomous stuff at this point in my life. It doesn't do anybody a bit of good. It's 29 minutes after 4 at News Radio 930 WBEN. It is the non-venomous Bowerly. I'm just like an innocent little spider just curled up waiting for my prey to come by on WBEN. Tanner Saunders behind the glass whipping out some Eagles. All right, welcome, loves. It's Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. So, as you heard last night in our second-to-none coverage of Election 2023, Mark Poloncarz won in an absolute landslide over Chrissy Casilio. And again, just our newsroom and everybody who's on the air last night and off the air just did magnificent work. Joe Beamer, David Bellavia, everybody in the newsroom, and I'm going to forget names, so I'd best not start mentioning any. Behind the glass, of course, Tanner Saunders, Tim Wenger, people whose names you know, all took a very active part in our election 2023 coverage. And over the years, I must tell you, this radio station has always delivered on election night, and we are very grateful that you trust us with your election coverage. Thank you. And, of course, we put people on the air to whom it is worth listening. Now, talking about the election, just some thoughts. If you're just joining us, welcome. And you know that I don't tend to do a lot of political shows, and I've explained this to you before, but there's kind of a simple formula for that, and there's kind of a method to my madness. And basically, it goes something like this. The political environment right now is so incredibly toxic. And I try to take a lesson from the Buffalo News. The Buffalo News basically, many years ago, they decided, yeah, we can make a go of this if we turn off half the potential audience or readership. And it didn't work out too well for the Buffalo News, because basically, if you are on the right side of the aisle, or maybe even in the middle of the aisle, you are basically persona non grata to the Buffalo News. And we can make the same mistake in talk radio. And I've said this before, it's rather selfish perhaps, but my job is as many listeners for as long as possible, for as many days as possible. And with the political climate being such as it is, it's so easy to go down the wormhole, down the rabbit hole, and end up turning off a whole bunch of people. There's no point turning off, because that's your bread and butter, right? Yes. I've just called you bread and butter. Carb and fat. I hope you're not terribly offended. But what do you think happened yesterday? I think a whole bunch of factors happened yesterday. And if the Republican Party, tell you something, in terms of competence, especially at the local level, you know what? If I was the general manager, I'd be heads would be rolling. For many reasons, some of which I've enumerated already on WBEN. But the one thing that I think does bear repeating is, look, I worked with Chrissy Casilio for several years, many years ago, and I will tell you personally, I know her. She is absolutely not a venomous or angry person. I promise you, she is not. I never heard a bad word come out of Chrissy Casilio's mouth about anybody when I worked with her, okay? But perception is reality. And a couple of you have brought that up on the program today. And that's something that the consultants should have seen. And there are ways to correct that. Do you think that over the years, I haven't been told by a few people, Tom, you didn't have to go there. There were so many ways you could have made the same point without being such a jerk. And I take that criticism to heart, and I have changed, I think, to a big degree over time. And I wish I could say it was altruism, but it's basically survival. You want as many people for as long as possible every single day. And that doesn't mean compromising your core beliefs. It's more of a question of tone. And if two people have called in today who have said Chrissy Casilio's tone was a turnoff, well, the consultants of the Republican Party should have recognized that and should have made the appropriate adjustments to Chrissy Casilio. And again, I'm going to tell you that as a human being, as a person, she is a fine young lady. At this point in my life, I get to say people are fine young ladies, which means I'm an old man. But bottom line is, she really is a nice person. And I know some of you might not believe that, but did you work with her? Because I did work with her, and I'm going to tell you, she's a very nice person. 803-0930 is the phone number, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Your take on what happened yesterday and why it happened. And again, one of the interesting things that I find is for all of the phone calls we took over the past several years about Mark Poloncarz and his attitude and his being snippy and I have the power and do as I say, don't do as I do. For all of the complaints that we took, Mark Poloncarz won in an absolute landslide. So I'm kind of wondering here, wait a minute. Is it possible that Mark Poloncarz is more in touch with you than I am in touch with you? And I have to hold that out as a possibility. It may very well be that many of you, most of you, want illegal aliens in the area. You want to take up New York City's slack as a sanctuary city. It may very well be that you really want the county health commissioner to receive gobs of money in overtime compensation. It may be that you want somebody else to have a party when you're all locked down in a COVID madness. It may, and I'm not trying to be sarcastic. I'm just being real honest with you. It might be that that's what you want, and I just am too stupid to recognize it. And I will accept my stupidity. I've done it before. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN. Anthony in West Seneca. Anthony, you're on WBEN. Welcome to the show, sir.
Hi, Tom. Yeah, so while Chrissy Casilio fell way short, you know, in the race against Mark Poloncarz, you know, when I look at the Republican Party and, you know, the present and the future state of the Republican Party in Erie County, they ended up doing, well, they had a great night, you know, in West Seneca, where I live, you know, all the candidates did, and they ended up doing quite well in Cheektowaga as well. So two large inner ring suburbs that historically the vast majority of voters are Democrats, and it's been that way for decades. But the Republican Party in recent years has made a lot of inroads in those suburbs. So I would say, you know, as the Republican Party, if they're going to get some sort of a new strategy and get back in the business of winning county races again, you know, it's particularly county executive, they should look at the successes that they've had recently in towns like, you know, large towns with like West Seneca and Cheektowaga, and say, okay, well, what can we do to duplicate that success in other large suburbs that are vast majority Democrat, like Amherst, like Tonawanda, like Hamburg? You know, what worked in West Seneca and Cheektowaga? How do we make inroads in those suburbs to try and get Republican candidates, do whatever we can do to get more Republican candidates winning races there? Because if you can start by winning in more towns, to me, that could translate to greater success in a race against a candidate like Mark Poloncarz. I know David Bellavia, you know, and others have said that he can't understand why the Republican Party doesn't run candidates in the city of Buffalo, and I get what he's saying. I mean, you're not competitive at all in Buffalo. You don't run any candidates. I can't even tell you the last time, you know, a Republican candidate has run for mayor. But I think, you know, starting in those other large suburbs and trying to gain ground there, if you can have success in doing that, then maybe you can, down the road, you can shift sites and running candidates in Buffalo and having some success. But I think, you know, it needs, if the Republican Party is going to build its brand back up, it needs to be town by town, you know, community by community. And, you know, what's worked here in West Seneca, you know, is a lot of the candidates that have had success here are plain spoken. They're well spoken. They do a great job of articulating the issues, and they've done what they've said they're going to do, and that's why they've had success.
With all due respect, I want to hear more of what you have to say, but as you probably know, I'm a prisoner of the clock, so I need you to hold on, Anthony, if you would, on News Radio 930 WBEN, talking about building up the Republican brand. But, Anthony, it is my belief, and again, I could be wrong, that the town races are a lot different than the county races, in part because of the vast outnumberedness of Republicans compared to Democrats at the county level, and I believe also, I'm not sure what your registration breaks down to in the town of West Seneca, but all politics would be local. And I think it's a lot easier to get people to the polls in some of the local races than it might be in some of the county races. And there might be more passion points. For example, assessments, if that's an issue. Recreational facilities, if that's an issue. Trash pickups. I mean, there are a number of things that can be converted into local issues that will get people to have a fire underneath their arse, if that's what they need.
I agree with what you said that, you know, in town races, you know, candidates of a certain party, like in this case, you know, like Republicans in West Seneca and Cheektowaga, did well, and they tend to do better, you know, in the town races than they do at the county level. But I am going to hearken back to caller yesterday, one of my fellow West Senecans here, a guy that called in yesterday, and he noted, and he's correct in saying that in West Seneca, you know, Democrats have a 2-1 majority, at least that. And I thought that they would actually win a few races and you know, do a lot better based on their majority among the voting ranks, but they didn't. And, I mean, that was kind of surprising to me that Republicans, every candidate that was Republican, won the races here. And that just said to me personally, well, you know, in a town where Democrats outnumber Republicans by a lot, you know, what did they do well? I mean, what did they, you know, and I think same thing in Cheektowaga. Obviously, they got through to a lot of Democrats, many, many Democrats in those towns, and they ended up voting for those candidates. So if you can somehow duplicate that messaging elsewhere, you know, through candidates, through the right candidates in the other towns that I mentioned, you know, like if you can have successes in Tonawanda, Amherst, Hamburg, which have been, particularly Tonawanda and Hamburg for many decades, you know, have been Democrat strongholds. Amherst more recently, last 20 years or so, flipped to, you know, a majority Democrat. But I think if you can start winning in those areas, then I think that could potentially translate to success at the county level in a race for county executive for the Republicans. You know, I mean, I'd like to see some sort of a strategy like that implemented, because whatever strategy, you know, the county GOP and even to a greater extent the state GOP has implemented, it hasn't worked. I mean, if there is even any sort of a strategy at all, I think at the state level, like last year, you know, I think like Lee Zeldin managed to do quite well, better than I thought he would in that race against Kathy Hochul. But I mean, even, you know, like some House seats managed to get picked up like downstate as well. So it seems like at least the state level, there's some sort of strategy. I don't know if it's a great strategy, but it seems to have worked better than whatever the strategy here is locally. Like I said, if there even is any sort of a strategy at all, because seeing the results of last night in the county executive's race, it doesn't really seem like there was much of a strategy implemented this year.
A very, very interesting take, sir. Anything else from you?
Yeah, I mean, I will agree with the previous caller, Maria, and it was exactly my thoughts, in that Chrissy Casilio's tone, I think it was just all about her tone, and I have no doubt that, you know, she's a great person, you know, as you've
She's a sweet, in all honesty, sir, she's a sweetheart. I mean, of all the things of which I could criticize Chrissy Casilio, her personality would be last on the list. Again, I knew her, I know her, and she really is a sweetheart. So when people call, such as yourself, and say her tone was off, to me, that's a bit of a revelation, because that's not the Chrissy Casilio I knew, and I don't think she's changed that much. But maybe my suspicion is that somewhere along the way, and Anthony, I'd be happy to keep you on during the news break, so I'll put you back on hold here. But my suspicion is that somewhere along the way, some of the political consultants said, you know, you need to beef up your message. You need to be a little more aggressive. You need to be a little more this, a little more that. And sometimes, as happens in football, you get into analysis paralysis, and you get so many people telling you how you should be that you forget how you should be. Ask Josh Allen about that. I'm just saying, hold on, my friend, if you've got something you'd like to add on WBEN. And, you know, I don't do, as I've mentioned, I don't do a lot of political shows, but I just want to commend everybody who has called in so far to the program. And I'm going to continue doing this topic because, frankly, you guys have all been really good, like excellent, and you've really captured the spirit of what I'm trying to do. There hasn't been name-calling. There hasn't been acrimony. There hasn't been any of that stuff which turns people off to political talk, at least in my experience, and I'm very grateful for that. So thank you. You've made my job easy, and I think it makes for a better show to which to listen, and that's you. That's not me. That's you.